and welcome to SciGuys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the latexed Luke Cutford.
Excuse me?
This week we're talking about dolphin dildos and porpoise pom-poms, but first, I've got a question for you, Luke.
Got so many questions for you.
Doesn't matter. What's your favourite episode of SciGuys?
Wow, what a plot twist. It will be the one where the lady has a sexual relationship with the dolphin boy.
The pilot of SciGuys.
I think that probably is. We really did peak early, didn't we?
To be honest, to describe what the podcast is, that feels like the best episode.
Yeah.
In fact, someone commented the other day, they were like, get back to, why don't you guys do science again? And I'm like, we're doing more science now than we've done in a long time. Every episode has been based on a weird science paper, which is the roots of the podcast.
Are we going to give any context for this, or are we just going to expect them to go back and watch the episode?
I mean, they can go to the Patreon and watch the episode. That's the only place you can get it. It was the pilot. We didn't release it publicly.
Right. If you don't do that, then you're just going to be deeply disturbed about this podcast.
But yeah, so we're doing this, right? Because it's our anniversary, right? We've been doing SciGuys for like 7 years at this point.
Goodness me.
Right? So I thought we'd go back to our roots and talk about dolphin sex.
Yeah, yes, please.
And when I say I thought about this, Luke honestly championed this. He pushed and pushed and pushed, and he said, more dolphin sex. He said to me, he said, Corey, I only, you know, started doing this podcast with you, not because I like you or like talking to you or really enjoy science at all. He said, I, Luke Cutforth, enjoy dolphin sex so much that that's why I did the podcast. I thought there'd be more dolphin sex.
I like how it's not enjoyed talking and hearing about it. Specifically enjoy dolphin sex. But no, that's right. I mean, we did the pilot and I thought, well, that was fantastic. Mm. I would like to do more of that. And then we've not come back to that topic once. And I've got to say, I'm disappointed.
It's taken 7 years, Luke, but the 7 year itch.
You just got to hold out sometimes, you know?
That 7 year itch for dolphin sex. I'm sure that's what it's about. This episode is about dolphins. Well, there's no actual dolphin sex involved in it. It's about the genital interactions during simulated copulation among marine mammals. That's the title of the paper. It was published October 2017, written by Dara Orbach, Diane Kelly, Mauricio Solano, Patricia L.R. Brennan. Didn't read the initials of anyone else, but Patricia, there you go. Your initials get to be read.
I saw a great tweet that said that the et al. In studies should be replaced with and the gang. And
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, I fully agree.
It's just a little more chill, you know? Like, it functionally means the same thing, right? I think just putting something in Latin makes it sound fancier. But it isn't.
It also sounds dismissive. It's like, et al, like, and the rest. It's like, no, and the gang is like, we're a team.
And the crew, and the boys.
And the
boys. Only when it is all boys or people who are fine being called boys. And I suppose gang is kind of neutral on gender, right?
So we've got, and the boys is the male, the man version.
And the gals.
And the gang is the gender neutral version. So and the gals, is that that's the female only version, is it?
The lady. The women only version, I guess. You know. Yeah. Look, ladies, whatever you want to call it, right?
And the chicks. As soon as I
heard, but that's confusing because there's the band that was formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, but have since changed their name to the Chicks to be more, I suppose, culturally sensitive.
Yeah.
And thus, if science papers were to do that, it would be rather confusing, right? Because you'd be like, well, is this and the Chicks like et al, or is this and the Chicks featuring a track from the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, but then, and the boys, I would think, is this a team of superheroes on Amazon Prime doing this study, or is it just a bunch of men?
Those two things are the same, yeah.
And the gang, did Kool and the Gang do this study?
Or is it the Crips? Is it the Bloods? Who? Who is it? No, so this study, what do you think it might be about? Genital interactions during simulated copulation among marine mammals.
So it's some kind of study about what the genitals do when you mess with them. It, and the genitals specifically that you're messing with belong to dolphins, but broadly marine mammals. I guess there are other marine mammals.
Well, actually, the genitals belong to Dara Orbach.
What?
Yeah,
I thought you said there was no sex. Is he screwing the dolphins?
No. So she.
Oh, okay.
First of all,
my apologies, Dara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very problematic of me.
No, she gets sent a bunch of genitals of marine mammals. Yeah, so pinnipeds and cetaceans.
What? Severed.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you're not going to send a whole seal in the post, are you?
Okay, but I mean, the first study was about a woman like, let's put it broadly, the first episode was first episode we ever did, the pilot was about a woman essentially jacking off a dolphin.
Second base, right?
Yeah, it wasn't, there was no sex involved. She was jacking off a dolphin.
I think that is sex.
We've all been there.
I mean, if you live in Miami, sure.
So this is somebody studying the severed genitals of marine mammals.
I think it's best for you to not try to understand anything until you have enough context.
Yes.
I feel like when you fill in the blanks, you fill them in an offbeat way.
Okay, you've convinced me that the context of this is going to make this thoroughly not weird. Please continue.
Oh, no, I mean, it's still weird as hell. It's never not weird.
Okay.
Dolphins automatically make things weird.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think you can study dolphins without it being strange.
They're too close to people, but not quite close enough. They're not like monkeys where you're like, you're just dumb us. But they're also like close enough that you're like, you're freaky slippery me. And that's kind of like, is that sexy? I don't know.
Okay.
Sometimes you start a sentence and you don't really know what's going. And that was an example of...
I always start a sentence without knowing where I'm going. I just don't veer into... Yeah. I tend not to veer into sexual attraction to dolphin horny.
I don't have dolphin horny. I'm just saying that they're sort of like slippery and kind of like, it feels like a kink thing, right? Dolphins feel like the kink version of humans without legs.
I think humans are the kink version of humans.
Some humans.
Okay. I feel this is an avenue that I don't want to go down. So I'm going to hit reverse. Beep, beep, beep. We're going to go down a different path. And never go down that one again.
Okay. Sounds like we're going down a similar path,
though. Nope, different path. So basically, this was about 10 years ago, obviously. Dara Orbach, I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. Probably not, because I suck. But she got sent lots of genitals of marine mammals. At that time, it was about 140 specimens.
Too many.
I think you need more, really. She says, though, the boxes don't usually smell very good when they arrive. But basically, if they've died of natural causes, and then like a sort of autopsy, right? They say necropsy, basically like an autopsy. After that, you know, they cut out the genitals, and then they send them over to Dara. And the reason they do this is because Dara was working on studies on not just dolphin genitals, but also I think there are some porpoises in there. There were harbor porpoises, common bottlenose dolphins, short-beaked common dolphins, and harbor seals.
You know, there's a quote by current Health Secretary of the United States, Robert F. Kennedy, in which he is talking about, now let me give you the context for this, he's talking about cutting the penis off of some roadkill. I think it's a roadkill raccoon, possibly. And now, but the context in which he's talking about that is that he is lamenting about how some of his family members were weird.
The Kennedys, though, man, you know? They're odd ducks, aren't they? You see what John F. Kennedy did? That was pretty strange.
What? Die?
He exploded his head all over his wife.
Yeah, to be fair, that's true. That's pretty strange.
That's an odd thing to do. I've never done that. Have you ever exploded your head all over your wife?
So far, no.
You've never done it. I don't think it's ever crossed your mind. I don't think it's ever entered your head and then exited your head, creating an exit wound that blows up part of your skull. Has it?
I don't really like this. Can we go back to the slippery dolphin sex?
Yeah, of course you want to go back to the dolphin. No, so she gets the genitals. They're sent less than 24 hours after the thing has died. They've got to be sexually mature and male or female for this study. Those were the sort of parameters. Mm-hmm. I already listed off the four species. You may have noticed that one of them was not like the others.
I wasn't listening.
Harbor porpoise, common bottlenose dolphin, short-beaked common dolphins, and harbor seals.
Seals, not sexy.
Why?
I don't know. Mustache? They've got a mustache. Something not sexy about that.
That's really odd, given that you have a moustache.
And I was known as Lucas Not Sexy for years.
Yeah, but that was before you had the moustache.
Oh, right. So now I'm sexy with moustache.
I wouldn't go that far. I also have a moustache, and I've been told from some people, you know?
Yeah.
There's word going about.
Okay, I take it back. The porpoises are the ones that are not sexy.
Okay, weird. No, harbor seals have a baculum.
Of course! How could I forget?
You know what that is.
Is it where they have, like, a shared hole?
That's a cloaca.
Oh, okay, like a bum and, yeah. No, not that. Okay, what is it?
I'll say this. I'm pretty sure the only mammals that have a cloaca.
Ducks?
Mammals.
Ah, ducks, yeah. mammals.
Also, ducks are some of the few birds that don't have a cloaca.
Ah, see, I'm all over the place today. I knew there was something going on with cloacas or not cloacas.
Right.
Oh, of course, they've got this sort of corkscrew maze going on. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think the...
Which would be really funny if that was a cloaca, because then you'd get like spirally poo. That would be really fun. Anyway, carry on. Like Mr. Whippy. Anyway, carry on.
So I... The book... So the... Oh.
He's just thinking about it.
What I wanted to say has completely gone from my brain because you have just, I think, killed several thousand brain cells.
Thank you.
Thank God I have more. No, so a baculum is a bone in the penis. Dogs have them.
Dogs have bones in their penises?
Yeah.
But they're so floppy when they come out. Don't look at me like that. Dogs, like, penises come out and they're all like, whoop, whoop, whoop. They're just sitting there and they're just, whoop, whoop. It's like, put that away, sir.
I don't think it's necessarily through the whole thing. There's just a bone.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
To help with aim.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Seals are different and they've got a back of them. And a cloaca is, I think the only mammals that have cloacas are probably the egg-laying mammals.
Right. Of course.
I would imagine.
How did I forget?
Well, how could you forget? There are literally like two extant species of them.
Of course. How did I forget?
The echidna and the platypus.
Yeah.
You know this.
But I don't know they have cloacas.
Where are they going to be laying the egg from otherwise?
Yeah. You have to have a cloaca to lay an egg?
You don't have to, but it's like probably the most common thing to lay an egg from.
How could I forget?
Just look around you, Luke. You're clearly very interested in the genitals of dolphins.
Exclusively though, yeah.
Oh, exclusively.
Yeah.
Your poor wife.
You're assuming it's my child. It's a dolphin's child. We were into the same thing.
That's why she's so slippery.
Yeah,
so this is about genitals, right? Why do you think we're looking at the genitals of dolphins?
Why not? What else is there to do? I actually genuinely have no idea. Like, I know this science is very varied and you've got to look at lots of different things to make discoveries, but I don't know why you're looking at the genitals of dolphins.
Basically just to understand how it works, right? So dolphin penises are kind of weird. Do you know why?
No. Oh, do they go inside?
That's actually not that weird. That's like, but yes, they're not hanging out all the time because they'd, you know, increase drag, I suppose.
Yeah.
But what I was kind of looking for is, I'm pretty sure, or at least there's some observational evidence of them being able to control control it to some degree.
Like an arm?
Yeah, kind of like, I think elephants might be able to do that as well, but that might also be
a lie.
That's
just the trunk. That's their trunk.
No, I mean, for real, it might also act like another trunk.
Wow.
Yeah.
And maybe horses too.
I've never heard of horses being able to do that. All they do is literally kill people with them.
Oh, that's nice.
You've heard that story though, right?
Yes. I was on the internet as a child.
They got all of these sort of genitals sent to them. They froze them immediately. And they chose from the ones that they've got the best quality ones for each species, male and female. And then they they tried to sort of like, I guess, get a mold of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you imagine someone would kind of make a mold of dolphin genitals?
I think I know somebody who did that of their own genitals.
Lots of people do that.
They're like sat on some plasticine or something.
I've got a kit upstairs to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
But you've not done it.
No.
And it was a gift. So, okay, you're not quite in that category yet, but you can be. You have all the tools.
I'm always ready. I don't feel great. Let's go through this. I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
One, I feel like in order to maintain it, whilst in the sort of resin, whilst in the mold, I'd need some kind of chemical assistance. Not because I have any issues maintaining.
Right.
But more because I'm like, I don't know if I'd, do you know what I mean?
It's like, going to hit the material and it's not going to be...
It's not going to be pleasant.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
It's not going to be something that's going to make me feel like, yeah, let's keep this. And obviously...
Have you ever taken Viagra?
Not answering that question. And obviously, if you're going to be immortalizing it in sort of whatever form you are, you want it to be looking its best, right?
Yeah.
You want people to see it and be like, oh, well, that's a bit disappointing.
But if I came around and there was a model of your, because you've got some penises around the house. You've got some little penises, like little models of penises. There's one right here.
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, you can see Corey's little penis model. And that's actually a model of his penis. He actually has already done it. And there it is in all its glory.
No, of course, this is circumcised. I knew how I feel about that.
Okay. And it's also way too big.
Grower, not a shower.
I think I would find it. But I think the point is that you are growing when you do it. That is your point, is that you're at full growth when you do the mole.
That's the problem that I ran into. This is the problem. Look, this is the problem I'm trying to solve.
I think if I came around your house and you did have it, I think I would like want to come around less.
Luke, it's not. It's not a mold for like a...
Oh, it's not for display purposes. No, I'm not joking here.
Buddy.
I thought it was like just a... I thought it was just to show off. Because people do that with like their boobs. They have like a boob thing and it's on the wall. It's like, you know, whatever, like body empowerment, whatever. These are my boobs.
Sorry, hold on. Who has a mold of their boobs on their wall?
I don't know anybody, but I think I've heard of that. Or like... I think, like, I don't think you'd find that weird and sort of, maybe slightly weird, but not, like, threatening. Whereas if you just had your knob, your, like, erect knob on your mantelpiece, I'd be like, I think I want to re-examine our friendship. I don't know that I know you. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I didn't know it was as for a toy. I didn't know it was for use. I thought it was just, like, for memorabilia, right? As a keepsake.
Yeah, a keepsake the glory need to days. Be displayed on the mantle, right?
In a drawer.
In a drawer next to all of my other keepsakes.
The bedside drawer.
All of my vibrating keepsakes. But also the thing is, because if you lose weight, it can extend the, you know what I mean? Like, even losing a bit of weight, because there's some like fat there, like it has the effect of essentially extending because
like the
there's
tide
more
going out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. Mm. So I just got a cut for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I just put my best foot forward, you know?
Yeah. Or other part of your body.
Whatever hits it first, you know? Whatever hits it first. And once I've done it, Luke, I can probably make more from that thing and I'll send one to you since you seem to be so interested in it.
I think I might genuinely just cut you out if you did that.
It'd be a really funny way to lose a friendship.
If I opened a box and there's just your knob in there, I think I'd be like, I'm done.
The thing is, you'd have no way of knowing if it were mine or not.
Okay, if anybody sends me a knob, I'm cutting you out.
That's really horrible, though.
Well, look.
What if I sent you one of those tentacle ones that's kind of like a dolphin's?
Well, that changes the story completely, Corey. You know what I'm into.
Yeah, no, so they kind of tried to mold it in silicon and everything. It was a whole thing.
She's making dolphin sex toys. That's what she's doing.
Yes, for scientific purposes.
Sure.
Well, yeah, like they're artificial recreations.
Yes.
Of dolphin genitalia. Yeah.
Otherwise known as
dolphin dildos. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, and a dolphin fleshlight too.
Oh, fantastic!
For good measure.
Just you've got to have the set
to put one into the other. That's the whole deal. There's also, I think, digital, like sort of computer models of
like
it as well.
Playmobil for adults. Get the little house.
I don't think it's Playmobil for anyone, to be honest with you. I really don't think anyone has any use for those things. Well, I mean, actually, that's not true. I'm sure many people could find a use for it. In fact, she probably could have funded these studies by selling the molds, you know?
Yeah, like the Belle Delphine selling her bathwater version of... For scientists. Dolphin scientists.
Yeah.
And me.
I'm really regretting doing this episode. No, so...
I will quickly say, like, I'm sure... Like, we've done a couple of studies like this recently where, like, we've been like, we're going to make fun of this, but I'm sure they're really tired of this because they're just trying to do science and they're so fed up of people thinking it's perverted and weird. Like, there was that one where people wanted to do scans of people having sex in MRI machines and they... For years, they couldn't get the funding because everyone just thought they were being weird and perverts and they were just trying to do genuine science. So it's important science. I'm guessing there was some use for this information, but it's also fun to imagine you have a collection of 141 dolphin sex toys.
Just 140.
Two things 140. Can be true at once, you know?
If she had 151, it'd be one for every Pokemon, which will be relevant next week, maybe.
Whoa, collection of Pokemon sex toys. Someone's going to have that,
no,
surely.
No, I know that does exist.
Oh, really?
Please don't. No, I've never seen it. I just know that it exists.
If you're at that point, no offense, but get a grip.
I think the grip is not the issue. I think they have plenty of grip on it. Look, when I say I've not seen it, but I know it exists, I mean, like, I've never seen it, nor heard of it, nor ever considered it before. But you saying
know.
That,
yeah.
I know that that exists. Like, yeah. I know that for a fact.
I'm deeply disturbed.
Yeah, so she does say about this. So I've got a little article that apparently interviewed her. She says, I feel like I'm both a conversation starter and a conversation stopper, because as soon as I tell people what I do, that's the end of any other conversation that was happening. I've never had anyone say, ooh, that's gross. People seem to be really, really intrigued. They asked her, why do you want to study genitals and copulation of marine mammals? She said, who doesn't? And for real, though, it is interesting. It's odd, But it is interesting. And so, yeah, essentially what they sort of did is they got all of these sort of specimens. They had to inflate them as well, right? And so there's like all of these descriptions. Well, because if the animal's dead and it's not pumping it full of blood, right?
Wow. So you thaw it. The dolphin's severed penis a boner first.
Using saline, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and so they
what a day. How do you go home after that?
It's just another day at the office for her, right? But the only erectile tissue in the female is the dolphin clit, of course.
Of course, as we all know.
Well, yeah, you don't know that?
Well, is there not, I think there's in a human vagina, is there not erectile tissue in other places?
I don't know if there's, if you'd call it erectile tissue.
Maybe not.
Right, there's tissue that gets like flooded with,
right,
with blood, but like, right. I don't know, like erectile, it might very specifically be standing up on, getting erect, essentially.
Okay, fair enough. There's a difference, fine.
Yeah, so they, in doing this study, right, so they basically found, the idea was kind of like, compare all of these different species. And then the reason you've got seals in there as well is because seals are quite different from dolphins, right? Mm-hmm. Like dolphins, porpoises, they're all quite closely related. Seals are like, think about it this way, in that dolphins and whales are kind of like sea cows, uh-huh, and seals are more like sea dogs.
Yeah, I think cats, but yeah. I get you.
No chance. Seals are not cats.
Okay.
What?
They kind of, I don't know. Oh, yeah, because they do tricks.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
They're trainable,
tricks.
Yeah.
They bark.
I think it's just the whiskers that are throwing me off. They're
cosplaying
as cats.
Yeah, but I don't feel like
cats.
They use their whiskers in the way that cats do. I think they have whiskers in the way that dogs have whiskers. You know what I mean? A cat uses its whiskers to judge whether it's able to get through something or not.
Yeah.
That's what I've read. And a dog uses its whiskers to, I don't know, run face first into something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seals are definitely more like that, I'd say. Yeah,
100%.
Right. Yeah. They have sort of stupid vibes.
I think they're caniform as well. I don't know. Who knows? I can't see it, but they're carnivorous for sure.
Yeah, they have the sort of doggy snout, don't they?
Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
I stand corrected.
They're pinnipeds. So they're not the same as dolphins and whales, which are cetaceans, probably? I don't know, man. I don't know all of these things. I had it written down and I can't see it. But the point is that they're all sort of different. They want to see what these sort of differences are. And what do you think they found out about dolphin genitals from doing this sort of simulated sex?
I mean, just taking a step back, I don't even know how you can learn anything from mashing together some sex toys. Like, I don't understand quite how that doesn't necessarily track to then, does it track to then having insights about the actual physical real things?
I think they did use the models, but I think they also used the actual organs themselves that had been thawed and then filled with the sort of inflated, and then they also use CT scans to see how they would kind of fit together.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure whether they actually put the real ones into each other. That might have just been the models.
Okay, I stand corrected. The day where you were inflating them is not the weird day. The day where you were mashing them together, that was the weird day.
Is there any non-weird day?
No,
there's no
they
non-weird
get
day.
Weirder. And then how do you then go back to like a normal day after that? How do you go like, right now I need to write my report up, here's open up Microsoft Word and type up the results.
Yeah, one line that was really funny to me is that they said photos were taken on a Canon G16.
Important information, which camera you used.
Canon G16 PowerShot camera from a bird's eye view angle.
PowerShot? That's revolting.
Explain why.
It's just it's a very consumer camera. You want something like a C100 or like a what's that lovely one? Mark V? What a Mark V? Come on now. Have some respect,
I suppose,
for the
yeah.
dolphin genitals.
Why do you want high quality images of? Should I be checking
I
your hard drive?
I don't want high quality images. I just think that it's like being like images were taken on a GoPro. It's just sort of seems kind of weird that science is being done on a little snapshot camera like that you'd take on holiday to Disneyland, and you're just like, dolphin genitals.
Be really funny scrolling through your pictures, and you're like, okay, so there's little Timmy being goofy.
Wrong SD card, wrong SD card. Yeah, you're trying to like do like a remember like a family projection on the wall of your holiday. It feels less clinical, less scientific when you don't have like a professional camera. When it's like a camera you genuinely take on holiday to Disneyland, it feels more weird.
I think it's just to take pictures. It's just what you've got on hand.
I know.
You'd probably use an iPhone nowadays.
Yeah.
They inflated them, and then they used different solutions to sort of, I guess, harden them, or like keep them in that sort of state. They had molds, they used CT scans and like sort of reconstructed images and all of these sorts of things, like basically every sort of way possible to get as much data as possible on these sort of things. And then they want to see how well they sort of fit together, right? Because there are all these folds in the females, and it's kind of figuring out what the purpose of the fold is. And you kind of touched on it earlier, actually, with something that you mentioned. Do you know what that might be?
The non-erectile tissue, the sort of flooding with blood and that thing?
No. It was something you'll find out after the break.
Oh, you cheeky boy.
Ding-a-ling-ling, is that the ad bell?
Hello there, Mr. Ad Bell. How are you doing? And what is your message for us?
Luke, you know, you spend a lot of money, right, on your dolphin related toys.
Yes, I really hope that this is only going in this episode and not being reused in other episodes.
Depends how well it does. And to fund that habit, you need the lovely people to head over to our Patreon, where they can they can only listen to the pilot that we did that is about sort of a woman who essentially had sex with a dolphin for science. That wasn't the site. Just go to the Patreon to find out what the actual story is.
It's a fantastic story. And it's kind of like this story we're doing right now about like dolphin genitals. It is actually quite clinical and quite like they're doing science, right? And they're doing models and they're like the story from.
Yeah, just scientists shagging models.
The first episode, the pilot episode about the dolphin sex episode is it's kind of like, and I want to say this. You're going to make me sound weird, but it's kind of romantic.
It's a bit of a love story.
It is a bit of a love story. It's weird. It's a love story between a woman and a boy dolphin. But it's kind of magical in a really creepy, like, I hesitate to put it like this, but it is kind of like, there's something so human about it.
I wouldn't say human. A lot of dolphins in it. But I would say it's almost Shakespearean, I'd say. It's like kind of like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, that probably was the sound that it made.
Okay, slide out to the Patreon. You mentioned it, Luke, earlier. It was the ducks.
Ah, the duck's curvy little maze vagina.
Yes, exactly. Corkscrewed in the opposite direction from the male's penis. Yeah. And when it comes to the dolphins, essentially, they want to see how well they sort of fit together, right? Because the dolphin vagina has all these folds in, and the male penis, they want to see how it sort of fits in. And there are all these sort of interesting things that they found. What do you think the situation there is with these sort of fold of vaginas and these perhaps somewhat prehensile penises?
Define prehensile for me, please.
Prehensile is like a grabbing thing, capable of grasping. It's not really capable of grasping. They can just kind of move it around a little bit.
Oh,
or so I've read.
Okay, the ability to sort of point it.
No, so prehensile means to be able to grasp, right? Yeah. So monkeys with prehensile tails are monkeys that can grasp things with their tails, like branches with their tails. A trunk, an elephant's trunk is prehensile. I was using it liberally and loosely for the purposes of a joke because it seems that they are able to control the ends of their penises.
Okay, so I'm guessing then that they are using that to sort of like navigate these folds or like, I don't know, push them out of the way, like, come on, go over there. Or like, and what are the folds doing? Are they like layers? Are you like getting through layer one and you're like, can I come in please? And it's like, okay. And it opens its fold and then layer two. Ah, you solve this riddle. And then it opens layer two. What's the fold doing?
So in the harbor porpoises and the common bottlenose dolphins, it's an antagonistic fit. So they're kind of like a barrier to penetration, right?
Like those things where it's like spikes. Like there was like a thing in years ago that was like an anti-assault device where you like put it in, it's got reverse spikes, and then you go in and you can go in, but you can't come back out because of spikes.
Not like that, because that would kind of like lock them in. It's more stopping them from being able to reach all the way in, right? Because I guess dolphins, they can't really stop any kind of forced copulation.
Right.
And that does happen amongst dolphins. Dolphins.
Oh god, they're awful.
People that see dolphins are like, oh, they're cute and they do tricks. No. Dolphins are evil.
Yeah, they're like the worst of all the people. But
they're us.
But it's just all of them. But
yeah,
it's
they're
the
us.
Dolphins.
Yeah. They'll kill things for fun.
Lock them up.
they are not these sort of cute, fun little things. They are, but they're also
got a dark side.
Cold-blooded murderers. Essentially, the idea here is that. This sort of antagonistic fit in those two species is essentially sort of like it can give the female some level of control over over like being inseminated, right? Whereas with the harbor seals and the short-beaked common dolphins, they don't have as sort of a complex, as complex a sort of, their genitals aren't as complex, basically, yeah. Right? They're way simpler. And they don't have this, like, the males in those other two species have these kind of like elongated tip that they can kind of like move around and sort of stuff.
Wow.
But the harbor seals and the beaked dolphins, they don't have those. It's just kind of normal, right? I say normal. It's as normal as it can be.
But they have folds. They're just not antagonistic folds.
I think they do have folds, they're overall simpler, right?
Right.
Is the main takeaway, right? They're overall simpler, whereas the sort of all of these sort of folds in the other two species serve essentially to in some way block complete penetration.
Yeah, because it almost feels like even if it's not fully blocking, it almost feels like it would take a little while. Like you have to sort of go around some stuff.
Yeah,
that
basically
means that if you're just doing a drive-by and it doesn't really work, right?
It's more sort of like if they ejaculate, they're not going to be doing it in the right place. And so it kind of decreases the chance of impregnation.
Right. Loser.
Yeah. Unless they like basically choose to allow it, if that makes sense.
Right. So there's some suggestion that these are like actively, I'm not saying it's like a conscious decision, but like it's actively stopping something from going in, like from semen going in, as long unless the like conditions are met, unless you woo the lady dolphin.
Yeah, it's kind of like, do you remember that the congressman Todd Akin, what he said?
I'm sure he's gonna love this comparison, but no, go ahead.
Oh no, he's a bad dude. He said women's bodies, I think he said, what is it, women's bodies have a way of shutting down when someone, say, forces himself upon her.
Right.
Right? A woman's body has a way of shutting that thing down.
Right.
So that, like, she doesn't get pregnant. And in a way, he was right. Only if the woman is a dolphin.
We need to ask further questions about him, then, if that's what he thought.
Yeah, believe women, don't believe dolphins. Right? That's my stance, right? If a woman comes forward with allegations, I will believe her outright every single time. That's not even a joke. That is true. If a dolphin comes forward,
I was waiting for it.
No, but seriously, like it's funny that the thing that he said, shutting the whole thing down, actually kind of applies. Maybe he was thinking about dolphins.
Maybe he was. We need to, more questions need answered.
Granted, he did say this about 5 years before this study. So,
well, he was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, man, he was out there making waves. Yeah, as I was saying, they found that there are sort of physical barriers in place and to sort of limit things. And this sort of penis tip that can kind of, the idea is that it might be able to kind of like get around some of those sort of final barriers and kind of like slip its way in.
It's a little bit, like you say, it's similar to the duck in the sense that it's sort of like not quite a maze, not quite so corkscrew as the duck, but it's kind of like, you still have to take your time to get in there if you're going to be successful. You can't just like go straight in.
No, it's okay. Not about the time. It's quite literally about the female choice.
She's going to fight you. She's going to karate chop.
No, yeah. They don't have hands.
They're folds. Well, no, I just mean that it's fighting you back, right?
It's not
going, ha!
It's more, I think less about fighting and more about like making the choice to allow, right?
Okay.
Like, so with a duck, it's corkscrewed in the opposite direction, but the female can, if I'm not wrong, can change that to allow easier penetration.
That's
right?
Freaky.
So it's not about like, oh, taking your time so that like you can't drive, because ultimately, like, it doesn't, the length of time that it takes is irrelevant to the animals in general.
It's just doors. You're opening and closing the doors.
Yeah, think of it more like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, yes, a more sort of convoluted thing does, it is harder to navigate. Yeah. But I think it's less about, like, the length of time that it takes for it to navigate and more about, like, whether it actually can or can't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Push its way through. And so, like, obviously, this is like quite a small study. It's funny that you mentioned ducks, by the way, because ducks are mentioned like literally in this study.
Mm-hmm.
It says in ducks, vaginal complexity is the consequence of sexual coercion by males that are able to use their long penises to quickly inseminate females despite female resistance. Vaginal folds in cetaceans may similarly function as a mechanism of post-copulatory control of paternity. Essentially, after they've had sex, they can kind of like, you know, because like the female immune system will take out any foreign bodies including sperm. Mm-hmm. And so it's very much a case of like, you need to get like, you need to shoot it as close to the target as you can in order to ensure insemination, right? Mm-hmm.
And if you turn that thing into a maze, you're going to increase the likelihood that the immune system takes it out.
Exactly.
It takes longer.
Yeah. So time is an L, but like less as in time for the male to get through and more, you know what I mean?
Now I'm talking about the sperm in the ducks.
Yeah.
The duck sperm have a windy, twisty thing to go through. Then they are either going to die or the immune system's going to take them out. Whereas if they are like right there, then the immune system's not going to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. And people might see this and be like, oh, it's very weird to take, you know, dead dolphin genitals, inflate them and make them do sex on each other.
That is weird, yeah.
It's odd, yes, for sure. But it does have a purpose. Like, we understand, we can now understand dolphin sex better because it is kind of difficult to see them doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, many other animals, it's very easy to, like, horses will just sit in a field. Right? And you can put horses in a field, it's very easy to see what's going on with them. But dolphins are in water, and it's much harder, obviously, to figure out what's going on. But when it comes to artificial insemination, for example, if you want to try and save a species, understanding this sort of stuff is crucial to sort of making that more efficient.
Yeah, okay, cool. You convinced me that this is necessary research. Feels weird going in. But
does
that's
it?
What the folds are
does
for.
It feel weird going in? Yeah. You'd know. Yeah.
It's just a little, I don't like this. I've done it to myself, but I still don't like it.
Is this you just talking about your experiences with the dolphins?
No.
Well, look, just activate your folds, obviously. They're also going to talk about other things as well, like about how, if you think about it, right? A dolphin, they're in water, right? They can move in three dimensions. Mm-hmm. We're in air, which does not support our weight, which means we can't really move in three dimensions, right? So if a dolphin wants to kind of, if a male is forcing itself upon a female, like, she has more options for where, like, which way she can kind of move. Mm-hmm. Also, they don't have hands or any really grasping limbs to hold each other down. So it's, they mentioned that the body positioning of the male relative to the female during sexual approach may be a critical determinant of his fertilization success, right? That's another thing that they did as well, that they, with all the CT scans and stuff, they kind of tried to figure out what angles of insertion and like, if the female was this sort of orientation and the male was that orientation, not sexual, like quite literally, like spatial orientation. Mm-hmm.
If this dolphin's gay and this one's not gay,
unlikely to happen. which orientations would result in the penis being able to make its way
right
all the way to the end zone? Right.
And do the folds help with that? Like, help stop that?
I think the folds like physically stop it, but also the folds kind of like create almost like a bit of a maze like effect, right? Like in that you can't just go straight in.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Because you're going to get stopped by a fold.
Yeah, and there's like there's a almost correct sort of way for if you insert to give you the best chance to reach that zone.
It needs to be like your plane landing on a runway. The little guy's there going, come on then, down you come. Come on, you have to go straight in. And the likelihood of that happening if the lady's not up for it is pretty low. Which is, it's interesting because you say like that this needs to be like, it's easier for a dolphin to like get away because they've got three dimensions and they don't have hands and they're all slimy and whatever. Not your words. But like, that's what's interesting about that then is then why would they have evolved this defense if like we don't have that, like we don't have that in our two dimensional world, where we are sort of, you know, arguably more active maters, I would say. Like, humans are probably slightly like more picky maters, especially in the modern world. Like, we have whole rituals of like of seduction or flirting or all this kind of stuff, rather than the often decidedly unevolved habits of the dolphins. And so, but I suppose that's also like we have touched on, and we're trying not to say the words because the YouTube algorithm will punish us.
Yeah.
But I suppose also it's quite common in the dolphin world to have quite aggressive mating events, we'll call them. So I suppose that would mean naturally you'd need to evolve that kind of defense.
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of about coevolution, right? So it says about, if you look at the short-beaked common dolphins, there's no physical barriers to obstruct the penis, and so the depth of penetration may be limited only by the length of the penis, right? And so in this way, this sort of coevolution, the antagonistic coevolution in those other two species of the common bottlenose and the porpoises that they looked at, that means that the limiting factor isn't just the length of the penis. There's also like the female can kind of make some kind of choice as well to mm-hmm. affect how sort of likely the insemination is, mm-hmm. which then allows for obviously like, you know, the female to be more selective in sort of her mates, which is then evolutionarily beneficial, right? Insofar as like, if you've got a dolphin where you're like, oh, this dolphin doesn't seem
like
super
a guy.
Doesn't seem super great. He seems like a not great dolphin. no, he's weak in this way, but he's managed to slip it in. You know what I mean? You can kind of like, she can kind of choose. I don't know, man. I don't know what dolphin gals are looking at, like looking in for dolphin men.
I don't like his tone. No, I'm thoroughly turned off, Corey. Disgusting. I'm going to use my folds against you straight away.
This is going to be an absolute pain because it's not going to come through in the edit, this.
Maybe that's a good thing.
I need to work on my dolphin noises.
You don't want to have the folds used against you. You definitely do.
God. Ah! All of this is essentially just kind of creating a maze or obstacle course I've got in my notes or is in an article somewhere that the penis and sperm then have to navigate, right? And it sounds really weird, right? Because we've got a relatively simple sort of strategy there, mm-hmm. right? It seems very straightforward. But in other species, like, you know, things have evolved such that, you know, the female can have more sort of choice even during sort of penetration, right? So it says here, the female can potentially adjust her body slightly just before or during copulation, and that would force the male's penis to be diverted into a blind end sac or not quite aligned very well. So she might have the ability to control the paternity by body movement and body positioning, right? And so essentially, and also as well, they've got better understanding of which positions might lead to more likely insemination under different species, right? So there are multiple things that could come from looking at this. And it does seem weird to be sort of studying this, like the sex of animals, but it is like beneficial, right? Generally to know more about these creatures. But also you can find out things that might be useful in, like, you never know. Maybe the morphology of a dolphin vagina might be a useful thing for some kind of like biomimicry, right? Mm. I have no idea what you might want to use it in, but like people are copying geckos like toe pads for sticky stuff. Maybe one day a dolphin vagina we might find, oh, that's the best way to make a filter.
Your Brita water filter will just look like a dolphin's vagina.
It will be, yeah. I mean, the first ones obviously will just be cut out of dolphins, right? That's the way that it goes. It's the equivalent of, like, God. What was it? They use some kind of fish gills. They use some kind of, like, fish gills or something for Guinness or whatever, and then they stopped. Or they used fish in some way to filter Guinness.
And sugar filtering as well. I think in America has, like, something with bones.
Oh, bone char. Yeah.
It does make you curious as to why we don't have any sort of, like you say, like, our mating is pretty simple. I'm curious as to why we don't have any kind of defense, really. Like, where you're talking about basically there are ways that the female dolphin can decide, actually, I don't want this guy. And there's so much of that across the animal kingdom, often in non-mammals, right? And most of the time you hear about it, it's in non-mammals. There's like animals that can store sperm to inseminate themselves years later or like months later.
Cheetahs can do something like, or no, cheetahs can be, can have like a litter of multiple different parents or something. But carry on.
It's just strange that there's not really any of that going on in human female anatomy, and it feels like that would be a good thing. I wonder,
it's
what
we have hands and everything. Do you know what I mean? In a more social species, right, you don't need, like, we kind of, if you think about it, we spec'd into communication and being standing upright, essentially, right. And so there are other, like, there's not, it's basically, whenever there's something like this, it just means that there wasn't evolutionary pressure for it, or the pressure, like the problem to solve, could be solved in another way. So the pressure, there was pressure to kind of evolve something else.
Yeah.
You know, evolution is one of those really, really complex things. And yet, like, being like, oh, well, why have humans not evolved this when this would be useful? It'd also be useful for humans to still have gills, you know what I mean? In some way. Like, or not necessarily gills, but, like, you know, be able to breathe underwater. That would be somewhat useful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not, do you know what I mean?
It wasn't God's plan, Corey.
Yes. Thank you. And on that note, Luke, I think it's best that we honor our one true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this has been a religious Christian podcast the whole time. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but after 7 years, we want to come out, because seven's the magic Jesus number.
It is.
Right?
Is it? Yes.
I have no idea.
I think three is the magic Jesus number, but yeah.
Nah, seven's the magic Jesus number. Three plus seven, 10. 10 yes. is the number of commandments. It's also the number of disciples, minus two. You add the two to the three, you get five. Fantastic. What is five?
Yeah.
Five is a number that is half of 10, which if you take off three is seven, seven is the Jesus number.
That was cyclical maths, but you blow my mind, so
cyclical
well done.
Maths. That's a good name for a channel. Anyways, that's the story there for you. Unless you have any more questions you want to ask about dolphin sex.
I think I've had my fill.
Good Lord, Luke. Okay, well, that is all from
Sorry,
us.
That wasn't
before
meant
we
to
go,
be a pun. That wasn't meant to be a joke in any way. I think I've just had quite enough of this. Thank you.
Well, that is all from us. But before we go, we'd like to thank all of our patrons. And thank you for watching. You can find the full references for this episode down in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday. And why not leave us a nice wee comment? You can support the pod at patreon.com/SciGuys and find and contact us at SciGuysPod.com.
That's SciGuysPod.co.uk. SciGuysPod.co.uk
or .com. We're at both.
Oh, good to know.
We had one. We had to change it to the other because it didn't fit with this end bit. Goodbye.
Bye. Go away.